Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Just a reminder that if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, all you have to do is send those to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can take a look at those. This reminder, the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon, with a Calcutta at 4, bull riding on Saturday, August the 12th, bareback riding Sunday the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They are a reliable source for all things agriculture. It can be grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new used farm and ranch equipment, upcoming events. It's all covered by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
We hope you had a good time at the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match up in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota this past weekend. Thanks for having them along as a sponsor here on The Good Stuff.
Yeah.
And reminding you, yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5 or by appointment. Lots of good antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles in Spearfish. Kim, what do you have for The Good Stuff?
I've got a great story. One day, a teacher asked her students to list the names of the other students in the room on two sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. Then she told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates and write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignment, and as the students left the room, each one handed in the papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate piece of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling. "Really?" she heard whispered. "I never knew that I meant anything to anyone." And, "I didn't know others liked me so much," were some of the comments. No one ever mentioned those papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise had accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another. That group of students moved on. Several years later, one of the students was killed in battle, and his teacher attended the funeral of that special student. She had never seen a serviceman in a military coffin before. He looked so handsome, so mature. The church was packed with his friends. One by one, those who loved him took a last walk by the coffin. The teacher was the last one to bless the coffin. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as pallbearer came up to her. "Were you Mark's math teacher?" he asked. She nodded, "Yes." Then he said, "Mark talked about you a lot." After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to a luncheon. Mark's mother and father were there, obviously waiting to speak with his teacher. "We want to show you something," his father said, taking a wallet out of his pocket. "They found this on Mark when he was killed. We thought you might recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed two worn pieces of notebook paper that had obviously been taped, folded, and refolded many times. The teacher knew without looking that the papers were the ones on which she had listed all the good things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. "Thank you so much for doing that," Mark's mother said. As you can see, Mark treasured it. All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled sheepishly and said, "I still have my list. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put his in our wedding album." "I have mine too," Marilyn said. "It's in my diary." Then Vicky, another classmate, reached into her pocketbook, took out her wallet, and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me all the time," Vicky said, and without batting an eyelash, she continued, "I think we all saved our lists." That's when the teacher finally sat down and cried. She cried for Mark and for all of his friends who would never see him again. Interestingly enough, this is a true story. The teacher was Sister Helen Rosla, a nun located at St. Mary's School in Morris, Minnesota. And the student was Mark Eklund. He was killed while serving in Vietnam, although not in combat. He died in his sleep from acute edema of the brain. He did have that list, as did many of his classmates.
It is kind of hard to follow a story like that, especially when it's true, but I'm going to give you a couple of secrets to life, truths about life here. It's easy to make someone's day just by being uncommonly pleasant to them. So try that sometime. And most of what children learn from their parents isn't taught on purpose. So remember that, you folks with young children out there. And folks, we appreciate you tuning into your local radio station for this edition of The Good Stuff.